whether God will have it so, some displeasing service I have done, that in his secret doom, out of my blood he'll breed with vengeance and a scourge for me. But thou dost, in thy passages of life, make me believe that thou art only marked for the hot vengeance and the rod of heaven to punish my mistreadings. Tell me else, with such inordinate and low desires, such poor, such bare, such lewd, such mean attempts, such barren pleasures, rude society as thou art matched withal and grafted to, accompany the greatness of thy blood and hold their level with thy princely heart.
So please your majesty, I would I could quit all offenses with as clear excuse. As well as I am doubtless, I can purge myself of many I am charged with all.
God pardon thee. Yet let me wonder, Harry, at thy affections, which do hold a wing quite from the flight of all thy ancestors. Thy place in council thou hast rudely lost, why thy younger brother is supplied, and art almost an alien to the hearts of all the court and princes of my blood. The hope and expectation of thy time is ruined, and the soul of every man prophetically do forethink thy fall. Had I so lavish of my presence been, so common hackneyed in the eyes of men, so stale and cheap to vulgar company, opinion that did help me to the crown, that still kept loyal to possession, and left me in reputeless banishment, a fellow of no mark nor likelihood. By being seldom seen, I could not stir, but like a comet I was wondered at, that men would tell their children, this is he. Others would say, where? Which is Bolingbroke? And then I stole all courtesy from heaven and dressed myself in such humility that I did pluck allegiance from men's hearts, loud shouts and salutations from their mouths, even in the presence of the crowned king. Thus did I keep my person fresh and new, my presence like a robe pontifical ne'er seen but wondered at, and so my state, seldom, but sumptuous, showed like a feast, and won by rareness such solemnity. The skipping king, he ambled up and down, with shallow jesters and rash, babbling wits, soon kindled and soon burnt, carded his state, mingled his royalty with capering fools, had his great name profaned with their scorns, and gave his countenance against his name to laugh at jibing boys and stand the push of every beardless vain comparative, grew a companion to the common streets, enfiefed himself to popularity, that being daily swallowed by men's eyes, they surfeited with honey and began to loathe the taste of sweetness, whereof a little more than a little is by much too much. So when he had occasion to be seen, he was but as the cuckoo is in June, heard, not regarded, seen, but with such eyes as sick and blunted with community afford no extraordinary gaze, such as is bent on sun-like majesty when it shines seldom in admiring eyes, but rather drowsed and hung their eyelids down, slept in his face, and rendered such aspect as cloudy men use to their adversaries, being with his presence glutted, gorged, and full. And in that very line, Harry, standest thou. Thou hast lost thy princely privilege with vile participation. Not an eye but is a weary of thy common sight save mine, which hath desired to see thee more, which now doth that I would not have it to make blind itself with foolish tenderness.
Shall hereafter mark thy face, might that gracious Lord be more myself. For all the world as thou art to this hour, but Richard then, when I from France had footed Ravenswear.
And even as I was then, is Percy now. Now by my scepter and my soul to boot, he hath more worthy interest to the state than thou, the shadow of succession, or of no right, nor colour light to write. He doth fill fields with harness in the realm, turns head against the lion's armed jaws, and being no more in debt to years than thou, leads ancient lords and reverend bishops on to bloody battles and to bruising arms. But never dying honor hath he got against renowned Douglas, whose high deeds, whose hot incursions and great name in arms, pulls from all soldiers chief majority and military title capital through all the kingdoms that acknowledge Christ. And what say you to this, Percy, Northumberland, the Archbishop's Grace of York, Douglas, Mortimer, capitulate against us and are up. But wherefore do I tell thee of those news? Why, Harry, do I tell thee of my foes, which art my nearest and dearest enemy? Thou that art like enough, through vassal fear, face inclination and the start of spleen, to fight against me under Percy's pay, to dog his heels, and curtsy at his frowns, to show how much thou art degenerate.
Do not think so. You shall not find it so. God forgive them that so much have swayed your majesty's good thoughts away from me.
I will redeem all this on Percy's head. In the closing of some glorious day, be bold to tell you that I am your son. And I will wear a garment all of blood, and stain my favors in a bloody mask, which washed away shall scour my shame with it. And that shall be the day, when ere it lights, this same child of honor and renown, this gallant Hotspur, this all-praised knight, and your unthought-of Harry chance to meet, for every honor sitting on his helm, would they will melt at you. And on my head my shame's redoubled, for the time will come that I shall make this northern youth exchange his glorious deeds for my indignities.
Percy is but my factor, good my lord, to engross up glorious deeds on my behalf.
And I will call him to so strict account that he shall render every glory up, yea, even the slightest worship of his time. Or I will tear the reckoning from his heart. This in the name of God I promise here. The which, if you please, I shall perform. I do beseech your majesty may salve the long-grown wounds of my intemperature. If not, the end of life cancels all bans, and I will die 100,000 deaths ere break the smallest parcel of this vow.
100,000 rebels die in this. Thou shalt have charge and sovereign trust herein.